He probably will not be aware that his mind automatically associates passive surrender with the paralysis he felt when his friend was killed. So another protective part steps in to create a diversion. He gets angry, and having no idea what set him off, he thinks he's mad about something his girlfriend did. Of course, if he keeps blowing up at her, and subsequent girlfriends, he will become more and more isolated. But he may never realize that a traumatized part is triggered by passivity, and that another part, an angry manager, is stepping in to protect that vulnerable part. Helping these parts give up their extreme beliefs is how therapy can save people's lives. As we saw in Chapter 13, a central task for recovery from trauma is to learn to live with the memories of the past without being overwhelmed by them in the present. But most survivors, including those who are functioning well, even brilliantly, in some aspects of their lives, face another even greater challenge: reconfiguring a brain-mind system that was constructed to cope with the worst. Just as we need to revisit traumatic memories in order to integrate them, we need to revisit the parts of ourselves that developed the defensive habits that helped us to survive. The mind is a mosaic. We all have parts. Right now, a part of me feels like taking a nap. Another part wants to keep writing. Still feeling injured by an offensive email message, a part of me wants to hit reply on a stinging put-down, while the different part wants to shrug it off. Most people who know me have seen my intense, sincere, and irritable parts. Some have met the little snarling dog that lives inside me. My children reminisce about going on family vacations with my playful and adventurous parts.